When are you listening to stuff like this? Do you have something like this with you when you're on tour?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
on the Walkman.
Yeah, exactly.
So how about your band? You're traveling as a duo, but you're also traveling with a band. By the way, how is it just an economic decision, or are you doing this like once you travel as a duo and then you go over with a band?
It's both. I mean, in Europe, we can't afford to bring a band yet, and we're going to try maybe later on this summer to do some festivals with the band. In the States, it's less economic. It's more we want to tour part of the year alone and part of the year with the band. So it's kind of both things. But our band is, you know, really important to us and very versatile. So when we tour with them, it's great because we can play, you know, everything from Become You, because that's the band that did the record, or we can go back and do our electric stuff, or we can just come out on stage alone, you know, and just play by ourselves. So it's more, you know, it has more diversity to it. But I think people, you know, really hardcore Indigo fans, they still like to see us alone because I think there's an immediacy, you know, when we play by ourselves and spontaneity that is harder to get with the band. We try to serve both purposes.
And you share the CDs when you're on the bus.
Well, when we're with the band, we have one. The bass player is kind of like the DJ.
Yeah, it's true.
And she just like starts playing stuff and turns us on to new music, and she listens to, you know, everything, but a lot of black music especially. So, yeah.